sponge, or do you wash the dishes? What do you wash the dishes with?
Well, there are times I have washed dishes with a sponge, but I usually buy, they have, you know, just dishcloth, you know, special for washing dishes, so that's what I mostly use.
Okay. All right, now if you're washing your face, what would you use to wash your face then?
Well, we say washcloth.
Okay. All right, and after a bath, you might dry yourself off with a
bath towel.
All right, and if you wanted some water, you'd go over to the kitchen sink and turn on the
hot water. Oh, the faucet.
Okay. Let's see. Sometimes it's different in different places. If you had one outside and you were going to put the hose up to it, what would you call that?
Well, some say faucet and some say spigot.
Okay. All right. Now, some people, when they've been working out in the fields, they bring out something for them to drink, and, mm-hmm. and it has a little thing on the outside of it. Mm-hmm. What would you call that one?
Well, most older people say water keg or something like that. If it's made out of wood, they say water keg. Now they have them made out of this galvanized aluminum like they make the water buckets, and they would say water cooler
uh-huh.
or something like that.
Oh, and the thing that they turn to get the thing for the liquid to come out, what would they call that?
Well, just a faucet, I guess.
Okay. All right. Now here's one where I'm going to give you a sentence and I want you to fill it in. It was so cold last night that our water pipes
busted.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's it. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. People used to buy, especially a lot of flour, in a thing, but
barrel?
Yeah, okay. You are so good at this. I don't think I could pull this off as well. I don't know what they're talking about. Now this is another one. It's not the same as a barrel. What did molasses come in when you would buy a whole lot of it? This
well,
might be of your parents' time.
It probably would. But I would say if it wasn't a can of... I don't know. I really don't know what molasses would have came in, because I didn't know too much about molasses. So if it wouldn't be in a, say, a can, I don't know.
Yeah,
It would be a barrel or keg or, let's see, what would they, I know they say. I can't get that one because I don't know. I never, you know.
Yeah, if you haven't used it, you wouldn't know it.
No,
right.
I haven't been around.
All right, if you got a little bottle with a real narrow top, and you've got to get a lot of stuff in it, you know, you've got a big container and you got to do it into a little one, mm-hmm. what would you use to help you out?
A phone.
Okay.
That's what we always call it anyway.
Well, that's just as good as anything else. If you wanted if you were in a buggy or a wagon and you wanted the horses to go faster, what would you use to make them go faster?
A wheel.
Okay. Let's see. If you brought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in what?
Well, we always say buggies. That's what we say. That you, when you buy it, you put it in these things with you push around with your stuff?
No, before that, but they put them in...
Bags, paper
yeah.
bags?
Okay, good enough. But if you bought a lot of stuff, like a whole lot of flour, a whole lot of sugar, and this is not a paper bag, it's made out of something different, it would be what? You call them real big?
Boxes? Not boxes?
No, it's...
Shopping bags? I don't know.
No, they're up on the shelf that way. Mm-hmm. You get them from the back of the store, they'd already be in it, and you have to pick it up and get it. It's already in it.
Container?